Maishna Reisha, Maishna Saifa, what's the difference? So again, Amra Baya Tigma B'yedecha, Teyes Chiluk B'yedecha. Today, Dechad Oyman is Kacha, V'dechad Oyman, Leinus Kacha, is Tavai B'fnuyka Masadi. Both of them agree that she wasn't married until now. Lai Dekoman is Kacha, the one aid that says that she was married, Hevel Echad, V'yein Devorosh Alecha, B'mokam Shnayim. One aid can't tell us that a lady got married, it's Dovah Sheber, but we don't believe the Yedechad. Safer is, Eid Echad Oyman is Gasha, V'yein Echad Oyman, Leinus Gasha. Is Tavaya both of them Beishasish Kermasad? They're both saying Eidus upon Beishasish. Why the Karman is Garsha, the one that says that she got to get Hevel Echad, he's only one, and therefore the Svaras, Vendor Varshalach, Vamachem Shnayim, he don't believe one against two. Ravashi Yomanein, like I said before, Lierlam Trail Trey, it's two against two, V'Epach, just the opposite, I'll change around. Shnayim, Marmir Minush in Eskacha, two Eidim said we saw the way she got married. We did not see the way she got married. She has to get a get. Why? Because if two Adam saw she got married, that's it. We know she's married. Stam, the fact two Adam are telling us they did not see the way she got married. What is that? Of course that means nothing. If two Adam says they were by the chas and they saw her get married, how could another two Adam say we didn't see her get married? That means nothing. They live in one courtyard. Now the time of Misa didn't catch her call this late. If it would have been true that she really got married, everybody would talk about it. It could be people make a private chasna. So therefore, the two that say she got married, we believe them. Safe is the opposite. Shnayim are Marie Notion is Gasha. Two Adam said we saw the way the get took place. Shnayim are Marie Notion is Gasha. We did not see the way the get took place. As a regular to nothing, this is like Taisi. Here she got married, we say she doesn't have to get a get. For the Marmai Kamashan, like Shita, the Kuratua saying they saw the get. What are the other two saying? We didn't see the get. That means nothing. So Kamashan, Afa, God, the Dari Bechot, even they live in one courtyard. For the Marahain of Hasnath, like we just said before, Mother Tame and I would have thought like this. Gabi Kedushinu the Avidian Shudam Kachi Betina. By Kedushin, it's possible people get married privately. So it's possible you live in the same chutz, the same courtyard, and you did not know the way they got married. Avogabe Gerishim, when somebody had get to get, the pshat, there's always a lot of fighting going on. And me, so the Igrishom, if it's true that they really got to get, there was Zichah, would have been a kelgon, and everybody talks about it, they're separated. So if the neighbors don't know about it, that should be a proof to get to not take place. Kamash from Lon, still that's the Kiddush. The Avid, the Inshid, the Mekatsh, the Megashim, the Tzinnah. The Chiddush is no, it could be in certain cases that a person could get married privately that the neighbors don't know about it, and that means nothing. We believe the Edna says they saw the Kedushin, and then a couple could get a get privately that the neighbors Taka don't know about it. So Taka, that's the Chiddush, that the Edna that are saying we did not see the get, that means nothing.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph. We got to the two dots last time, explained the chiluk between the Reish and the Seifa, where the two Eidim said that she was Mekudeshes, and then two said not Mekudeshes, or two said Megureshes, two said not Megureshes. The last teretz was, even by Kedushin, we're talking about the two Eidim said they saw the way she did get married, she had Kedushin, and then two Eidim just said they did not see the Kedushin. So that's why we don't believe them. The Mar said the Chiddush was, even though they live in one courtyard, which I would have thought that if they did get married, there should have been a curl, everybody should know about it. Kamash will know that sometimes people get married privately without even the people, their own neighbors, knowing about it. The Mar said the same as far as about a get also, that even though Adam said that we did not see the Gershon, we're neighbors, also it's true when we believe the two Adam that said that she did receive the get. Because it's possible that a person would give a get privately, nobody knows about it. Amar says weiter. V'yemishani says bo edim leteitze. Says in the Mishnah, let's say that if she got married, and then Edim came and told us, well, that's going to be a question in the Gemara, whether it's going in the Reisha of the Mishnah, or whether it's going in the Seifa of the Mishnah. Again, the Reisha of the Mishnah was that Anisha came and told us that Eishes Isha Yisi Ugrushani. So we believe what they said, that she's a Gerusha now, because of the Peshos, the Peshitim, we let her get married. But let's say after she got married, now two Adam came and told us that they know she was married before. So now the Mishnah says, what? Harezu loy teitzei, if she's married already, is loy teitzei, she doesn't have to give a get. So Mora says, Rabbi Ishiya masnin lo ha-resha. Rabbi Ishiya says, this din, the end of the Mishnah goes on the Resha, like we just said. In the case where Nisha said, that she was an Eishes Ish and Grusha, so we believed her. She had a right to get married. Now, if two Eidim come and say she knows she was married before, still we let her stay married to the second husband. Rabba Bar Avin Masnin Lo HaSeifa. Rabba Bar Avin learned this din, the Seifa, the Mishnah, learned this halacha on the Seifa. The Seifa, the Mishnah, was in the case when Isha says, Nishpeisi or Tyranny, she tells us she was captured by the Goyim, and nobody lived with her. So again, it's a Per Shosa, Per Shitta, we believe her to say, no Goyim live with her. Therefore, she's mutter to get married to a Kohen. So now it says in the Mishnah at the end, let's say she got married to a Kohen, and then two Eidim came and told us that she was captured by the Goyim. So now there's no more Per Shosa, Per Shitta. Still, we say Lo Teitzei. So Gemara says, Man the Masnin Lo HaReisha, according to Rabbi Yishe that learns this Chiddush in the Reisha, Kol Shechein HaSeifa. Of course, in the Seifa, he agrees that the issue would be Lo Teitzei. Tebeshivu Yehekilu. Because the Seifa is a more kal, there it's a shayla what that she was captured by the Goyim. So Rashi says, the Chshosha Bialmahu, the Iko Shema Nivla Lev Gachovim Venisla Lakuna. It's only a Chshash, we do not know for sure the Goyim live with her. And so he says, there's a Svar Mediraisa that Anisha is Menavala Satsmo, Anisha makes herself look not nice, so the Goyim would not want to live with her. So it's really only a Chshash Mediraisa. So therefore, even though Lechadchila, like if we know that she was captured, then she's not allowed to get married to a Kohen. But it says now that if she did get married, and then two Eidim came and told us that she was captured, it says Lo Teitzei. So now if you learn this Chiddush on the Reisha, Kol Shechein on the Seifa. Because the Reisha there, it's a Shalin and Nisa D'Raisa. Like later the Isha says she was married, and then she says she received a get. So later when two Eidim come and tell us that she was married, there's no more Peshosa Peshita. So we have to be afraid maybe she's still married and the second Kedushin is not Chal. Kamash Melo, no, still we believe her. The Mor says, the man the master lo HaSeifa. But the one Rabba Bar Avin that only learned the Chiddush on the Seifa, the Mishnah by Shvuya, Aval HaReisha Loi Enechnami, the Reisha, the Mishnah, doesn't say this Chiddush. In the Reisha, if we'll have later two Eidim coming and tell us that she was once married, even though she got married the second time already, the din would be Teitzei. Because now Lamaisa, we have a good Sophic Midiraisa, maybe she's still married, so then the din would be Teitzei. So Mora says, what's the Machloikis told you in? Lema b'derav hamnuna kemiflagi. The Machloikis is told in Rav Hamnuna is halacha. The man, the master, lo HaReisha, the one that learns the Chiddush on the Reisha, that still we believe her, is l'derav hamnuna. He also from hamnuna that an Isha that tells the husband, Gerushani, she's believed, like we had before, and Isha may is paneva fnei baila, and Isha doesn't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband. See, if the Isha tells us that she received a get, she's believed. That's why even in the Reisha, where we have later on two Eidim coming to tell us that she was married, still if she got married a second time, we believe her when she says she received a get. But the one that learned this Chiddush in the Seifa of the Mishnah, only in the case of Shavuya, where she was captured by the Goyim, but in the case where Eidim come and tell us that she was married once, we say now Teitzei is the Chura, Lesla the Rav Hamnuna. He does not hold from Rav Hamnuna's halacha. Therefore, when the Isha tells us now that she received the get, we can't believe her. Since we have Eidim that she was once married, we can't believe what they said that she received the get. Tomorrow says, Loi, no, that's not the Machlaikis. I tell you, the Kuli Yalm is Lodur Rav Hamnuna. It could be everybody holds from Rav Hamnuna's halacha. V'ocha bo kemiflug, you hear the Machlaikis is like this. Tema sovar ki yitma the Rav Hamnuna befonav. When do we say an Isha's nema to say that she received a get? She could tell the husband, you gave me a get, only if she says it in front of the husband. Because that's a svar, and Isha won't be meyer, she won't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband. So if she tells us in front of the husband, then for sure we believe her. But over here, where it's not in front of the first husband is not here. She is coming to Bezdin and telling Bezdin the fact that even though I was once married, you should know I received a get. The Tanakhama, we hold that Meiza, she would lie. Since she's not in front of the husband, we have to be afraid she'll lie, therefore we can't believe her. So that's Rabbi Ravin's svar to say that the din that said Leitaitz is only in the Sefer by Yeshivuya. But in the case where we know she was married, and she told us she received a get, we don't believe her. But Omandim, Zamora says, Umasova shloi b'fon of nami yenem iza. Hes Rabbi Yishia that learns the chiddush even in the reisha, he holds even in the reisha. Renisha comes and tells us that she received the get, we believe her, because even not in front of her husband, she also would not lie. So therefore, even though Lechatzchila of two Edom came first and told us that she was married, we don't believe her. But I call upon him, where she told us first that she was a Gerusha, and we gave her Heter to get married. So once she had the Heter to get married, even though later two Edom come and tell us that she was once married, we still have the right to believe her, and we say the din of Loi Teitzei. Or else it could be lechatchilas mishum lozus chosayim that she shouldn't get married. Since there's a question about it, we don't let her get married until she proves it. But I call upon him, if she got married, that's the sort of state like Teitzei, we have a right to believe her, she won't be meyis even shleib if neibayla. But then it says, v'mishanisseis bo'edim. Again, Omar Avu Adishmuel. So Avu Adishmuel says like this, loy nisseis nisses mamish. It doesn't mean that the isha mamish got married already. Let's say it goes on the safe, according to everybody goes, in the safe everybody agrees, that Anisha told us that she was captured by the Goyim. And then she told us she was Tahira and nobody lived with her. So it says we give her a heter to get married to a Kohen. So the Mishnah says if she got married to a Kohen, and later to Edom come and tell her she was captured, it's like Tetzah, she doesn't have to go away from her husband. So it's saying now it doesn't mean that she mamish got married to a second husband. But once Bezdin gave her a heter, Paskin, that with the Peshos or Peshitta, when she first came and told us that she was captured and that she was Tahor, that nobody lived with her, and we believe her, so Bezdin gives her the Heter to get married. Once Bezdin Paskin this Heter, Bezdin does not take away the Heter. That's the Chiddush. Lav Davka Shimamish got married, but rather Kivan She Tiruhu Linosei is Afo Pishlo Niseis, even though she didn't get married, still we don't take away the Heter. If two Edom come late and says she was captured, so what? She has the Heter, she's allowed to keep it. So the Gemara of Leteitzi Katoni, it says Leteitzi Mashma, she got married to the Kohen, and we say Leteitzi. So Gemara says no, Leteitzi Mehateri Harishin. That the Mishnah means Leteitzi, it means she does not go out from the first Heter she received. Once Bezdin Paskin the Heter for her, she keeps the Heter. Tana Rabbon, we will learn the Braisa like this. Omro Nishvesi Yotoyrani. Let's say Anisha comes and tells us by herself that she was captured by the Goyim. But you know, Torahani, they didn't live with me, I'm still Tor, I'm allowed to marry a Goyim. But Vieshli Edim Shatorahani, but she says, you should know, I have Edim that I was Tor, I have Edim that were with me the whole time when I was captured, and they saw the way the Goyim never forced me, never lived with me. So Gemara says, Ein Omer, we don't have to say that Namtin Achi Yavo Edim, we should wait until maybe the Edom comes. No, we don't have to wait. Elamati renoisa miyad. We're allowed to give her a heter right now. Because right now there's a peshos, a peshitter. As far as we're concerned, we do not know she was ever captured. Who told us she was captured by the Goyim? She is telling us. So since it's she that's telling us, that's the svar of a peshos or a peshitter. Now, hitiru linosei. We gave her the heter. We said she's allowed to get married to a Goyim. And after she got married to the Kohen, or it says, yeah, V'yachakach bo Edim, and then Edim came, the Omru, and they said like this, Nerzai, we know she was captured, but lo yodano, but we do not know that the Goyim did not live with her. In other words, we weren't with her the whole time. So then is Harezu lo Teitzei, she does not have to go out, she does not have to leave her husband. Or else, the way it was saying before, what it means to say is, once Bezdin gave her the heter to get married, she does not lose a heter. But let's say Edom come and tell us, no, we know the way she was captured, and we even saw the way the Goyim lived with her. Afilu yesh lo kama bonim is Teitzei, even though she has a lot of children from her husband, the Kohen, is Teitzei, because the Maisa now she has a din of a Chalolarana, since she lived with a Goy. The locher is a Kohen is also to marry her. Every bia the Kohen has with her is a bia Saveira. Therefore, the Kohen has to give her a get, even though they have Kama Bonim. Now, the Gemara says weiter. Hanu Yeshivuyoso, there were these ladies, people that were captured by the Goyim. The Yasin le Nadoi, they came to Nadoi. So we don't know the locher, like, are they Tomei or not? Are they allowed to marry a Kohen or not? Is Oisev Avu Adi Shmuel Natura Badayu. So Shmuel's father put watchmen upon them. In other words, as if to say that the Taket Tohor according to let her marry her, and we'll watch her from now on to make sure no goyim, she doesn't have nivlah to apostle. So Omalei Shmuel, so Shmuel said back to his father, V'yada idno man natarino, like up until now, until today, who watched her? Like, how is this going to help? Like, we know that she was captured by the goyim, so we have to be afraid maybe a goy lived with her. The law is, if a goy lives with a Jewish girl even one time, she becomes posel, she can't marry a kohen anymore. She's a halala, or a dinzayna she has on her, that a kohen can't marry her. So Omalei, so Abu Shmuel said back, Ilu bantecha heaven, if it would have been your daughters, miheves mizalzla b'hu, would you be mizalzla with them, kuli hai so much, like not to give them a heter? Like we'll soon see, in other words, this is the way to be mad to them. So Gemara says, l'koponim heve kishgoga shiyotz mefli ha-sholet, that it was like something came out of the mouth by mistake from the sholet, from the king, like from the ruler, and it came about like here of Shmuel's father said to him, why are you mezalzel? Would you be mezalzel so much with your own daughters? So he gave like a klola like that your daughters will be captured. So Gemara says, v'shtaboyin vante demashmul. It came out, that's what happened, that Shmuel's daughters were captured by the goyim. V'yasaknul yaradi Yisrael. And they brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. So what they do is, ukmeli shvayanu me'avroi. They did like this. In other words, there were eidim, taka people knew that the daughters of Shmuel were captured by the goyim. Now, they'd come to Bezdim with the eidim, Bezdim would say that the apostle can't marry her. So they wanted to make some type of a heter here, that Bezdim should first give her heter. So what they did was, ukman lishvayinu miavroi. They told the eidim that know that she was captured to stay outside, don't go into Bezdim. V'ayla levei medrasha. And they sent only these two girls, the two daughters of Shmuel, into the Beis Medrash. To Rabbi Chanina, that they sent it to the Beis Din of Rabbi Chanina. Ho'omro nishbeisya tyranny. This one said, you should know, I was captured by the goyim, but I'm Torah, they didn't live with me. Ho'omro, and the second daughter said, nishbeisya tyranny. That also, I was captured by the goyim, but you should know, I'm Torah, no goy live with me. Tomorrow says, sharinu, they were matoha. As this dalocha, like a peshos, a peshitter. As right now, when she went into the Beis Din, the Beis Din did not know that they raided him. As far as Beis Din knows, they never knew she was captured. So Beis Din believes it to say that you're telling me you were captured and you're Torah, we believe her. And Beis Din gave her heter, she's allowed to get married to a kohen. Is safe oil also shubiyainu? Later, the two Eidim that know that she was captured came into the Beis Din. So Rabbi Chanina said, the Dayan said, born into Marayan Inun. These are daughters of a big poisek, a big Talmud Chacham, to do such a trick like this. That's the halacha we just said before, that about Shavuyin, that we say a girl was captured by the goyim, she's posed for Kohen, it's only a chumrach shash mid rabbonin, like a mal osam b'yuchsin. So in the case where Beis Din first paskin that she's muta to get married to a Kohen, it was a matzah of a peshos, a peshita, Beis Din leaves the heter, even though later on we find Adam tells her she was captured. So that was the story here. So the Dayan says it looks like these daughters were like daughters of a big Talmud Chacham that the father told them what to do. And the Gemara says it was true that Igloi Milson, the Bante de Mashmul Heaven. It came out that these were the two daughters of Mashmul. And that's a heter, that about when they came into Beis Din, Beis Din did not know they were captured. Beis Din passes their mutter and they remain mutter. Omalei Rabbi Chanina l'Rav Shomon Baraba. So Rabbi Chanina the Dayan told Rav Shomon Baraba, "Puk itzvul b'kruvasecha." Like you're a kohen, go get married to your korov. Go get married to the daughters of Shmuel. That was like take care of them. There's a loch is their muta. So why don't you marry them? Omalei Rabbi Chanina. So he said back to Rabbi Chanina, "V'ikaydim b'medina sayom. How could I get married to them? I have to be afraid. Maybe they're aydim b'medina sayom. They say that she was captured. That's the havimina." And therefore I won't be able to stay married to her. Oh, so he answered back, Hashta miyaslas now, come on. But right now, Kopon, we have no Edom right now. So Edom, it's not, it's a somebody, Yosser. Like, you are you afraid that maybe the Edom someplace says, that's why now she should be Yosser. Like, we're not afraid of this. Right now there are no Edom. Therefore she's mutter to you, so go get married to her. You don't have to be afraid, maybe Edom will come later. So Mori asked the Kashno, it's Makra from the Dying of Chanino. Time would lo Yosu Edom. Why did he say she get married to her? Because you don't have to be afraid. Edom will come later. But mashma ho'osu edim, mashma feidim would come, misasro, then you would become osa to your wife if later edim come and tells that she was captured by the goyim. So now we have to be afraid that maybe she lived with them and she's a zayna like, she's osa to you. Is that true? Ivo omer avu adishmuel. We just got finished learning that Avu Shmuel said that Kivan Shetiruli Nosei, once Beis Din gives you a heter to get married, Afal Pishla Nisus, even though she didn't get married yet, she doesn't lose a heter. You see, once we gave her a heter, she remains with the heter. Someone says, Omer Rav Ashi, Eidei Tumi Itmar. Here the question, what he was worried about, not Eidei Mustam come and tell us that she was captured. No, that I know the locker is, once Beis Din gave her a heter, the heter still remains. But what I was afraid about, maybe Edom will come and tell us that they saw the way the Goyim really, really lived with her. And if the Goyim lived with her, they made her into a Zayna, then I'll have to give her a get. And that he answered back, very good, Uchlina. You don't have to be afraid. Since up until now, we do not have any Edom like that, that she lived with them. You don't have to be afraid she has nus with them. So therefore, you're allowed to get married to her. Yeah.